episode 1068, Reservations Required.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy day. I'm so excited that you're here. Today is Wellness Wednesday, and we are talking everything holidays. Oh, yes, reservations required. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, are you ready for a decadent holiday season? Reservations required, yet they're probably not the kind of reservations you're thinking. Nope, who really wants to be in a restaurant on the holidays with long lines and fussy children? Count me out. But you can count me in on the great food, family stories, lots of laughter, and a few mishaps, because you know it is real life. Reservations required. Now, no one wants all their hard work to go down the drain just because you can. You want to stay healthy, but that big B-U-T word, you want to indulge too. It's so tempting. There's so much good stuff. And you just don't want to live in this world of guilt and, oh my gosh, I want everything, but I can have nothing. And you're just feeling like I have excuses and I don't know if I'm coming or going. Is there any way to have the best of both worlds? Well, the short answer is Y-E-S, yes, exclamation point. So how do you really set your goals alongside of a holiday delight? Here is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy, reservations required. It's as simple as that. I know. It's all about setting boundaries, setting the reservations for the holidays. And these reservations are different from what you can't have. We're all used to saying, oh, I can't do this and I can't have that. Reservations are what you want and an action to engage in something at a particular time. You are choosing to do something. You know, you just don't go to a hotel because all of a sudden, on the spur of the moment, you're going to show up at a hotel and say, I just want to sleep in a room that has a queen bed and maybe a different shaped bathtub, and I just want to see what it looks like and feels like. Most of us do not do that. We would be called like weird and crazy all at the same time. But when you look at reservations, reservations are a choice. It's an opportunity for you to take action to engage in something at a particular time. Your time is the holidays. The reservations are the boundaries. So how do you set the reservations that are required? Well, number one, you have to know what you want at the end. Yes, I know we're only at the beginning. We're still just 13 days away from Christmas, and some of you have maybe already had some family celebrations or some office parties, or you've just enjoyed good food and going to Christmas lights and stuff at the church, and that's all awesome, community events. But it's not about what is right now at the beginning. It's you got to know what you want at the end, because when you know what you want at the end, it's going to steer you in the right direction. If you're one who says, gosh, my body just gets totally inflamed when I eat certain foods, but on occasion, I will have a few bites, maybe only 3 bites or 5 bites, to say, I got to enjoy that. It's my favorite. And when I get to enjoy it, I feel good. And I don't need to eat a whole pie to feel good or a whole plate of cookies to feel good. But if I just have these 3 to 5 bites, I feel awesome. And I know when I wake up the next day, I may be a little bit inflamed. If I get on the scale, it may shoot up 3 or 5 pounds. No worries. I know by my choices and my reservations that that's going to happen. And so I take the chance and I make the choice. But you have to know what you want at the end. Otherwise, what happens? Oop, yep, guilt and excuses come up. And what happens? It derails you. And what's around the corner? Yes, it's New Year's. And New Year's doesn't fall far from Christmas. And then all of a sudden, if you're already feeling guilty, you're already feeling that you just can't get anything right, then how in the world are you going to start your new year on the right foot? You're not. It's going to be more like the left or the wrong foot as a whole. So know what you want at the end. Number two, you got to get real. Get real with your temptations. Oh, okay. We all know our temptations, but most of us ignore them. Why? Because we're afraid if we talk about them, they're going to tempt us even more. On the contrary, though, that's not what's going to happen. If you can speak to your temptations, understand them, and begin to say, okay, this is what I'm going to do for these temptations. When I know this is going to happen at this time, then I have a plan. And I won't feel guilty, and I won't have to worry about any excuses. You know, maybe for you, it's exercise. Maybe when you get together with family and friends over the holidays, it's really easy to, oh, we stayed up late and I just really don't want to get up and get my miles in, or I don't want to get my HIIT training in. I'm just going to sit this one out. Next thing you know, it's a week and a half later and you're like, oh my gosh, I feel like CRAP. What was I thinking? Then you beat yourself up. Do you see how this cycle continues to grow? And it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And then you're right back to where you were so many months ago or even a year ago when you said, I want to be healthy. I want to change my lifestyle. I want to create my now. So you got to get real with your temptations. You know, you don't want to allow your excuses to become your actions, because our excuses are very good. Have you ever had that magic eight ball? Yeah, I know. Don't you love them? Okay, that was years ago. I don't even know if they make them anymore. You probably can find them in a novelty shop. But the magic eight ball, you know, you would shake it and you would turn it over and it would tell you something. Well, with our excuses, it's the same thing. No matter how we shake it, the excuse is this is what's going to happen. It's like a precursor to no matter what you do, this happens. And you don't want your temptations to do that for you. So get real with your temptations. Know them, understand them. And say, okay, yeah, maybe I am extra tempted by grandma's fudge because it's so awesome. I know, I love grandma's fudge. It's great. But do I really need to eat half of a 9x9 pan? Probably not. But I sure could indulge in maybe one a day or two a day. And maybe on Christmas Day, maybe I break out and I get 2.5. You have to figure out what works for you. So get real with your temptations. Number three, once when you know what you want at the end, you got real with your temptations, then you can make your reservations and have fun. That's what it's all about, right? When you take a vacation and you make reservations and you go, your expectation is what? Fun. It's a celebration. That's what you're doing here. You're setting yourself up for, you got it, success. And success means a smile on your face. It doesn't mean a grumpy mommy or a grumpy daddy. Nobody likes that on the holidays. Nobody likes it on Christmas, and definitely nobody likes it over the holiday break. And that's not just a one-day event, is it? It's for some of you to maybe even 2.5 weeks, depending upon how you do your holiday scheduling. So make your reservations and have fun. So when you do that, let's say you're one who has an issue with chocolate. You have an issue with getting in your exercise because, well, you just would rather talk than actually work out. So you're like, okay, I have an issue with chocolate. I have an issue with keeping to what I really want to do. And at the end, I know what I want. I don't want to worry about how inflamed my body is. I don't want to have an inflammation of 10 pounds. Because, you know, you can overindulge and you may gain a little bit, but you're really gaining inflammation. And that's going to show up as a higher number on the scale. Yeah, you're not going to put on just immediately like 15 pounds of fat unless you'd really have to overindulge. Because your body takes time to make that into it. It just doesn't happen overnight. But your body does have that chemical reaction. It also has a reaction to how your movement is, the intentional movement. If you're sitting around all day and taking in 3,000 and 4,000 calories, when right now you're really sitting at 2,200 calories, it's going to notice a difference. You're probably going to be a little more tired, and it's not because you had too much turkey. It has nothing to do with that. And then you think you need to compensate with caffeine. So what do? Say, okay, my reservations are this. I'm going to make a reservation for grandma's fudge one day or one time a day. Yum, yum. And then while we're gone for the week, I am going to make a reservation to work out 3 times for 20 minutes. That's it. I'm going to do a HIIT. And you know what? I'm going to give myself a break. I'm going to do 2 20-minute workouts and 1 15. And then I know that I will feel better. I will have energy. I'll be able to love my children even more. And guess what? Even I'll be wearing a bigger smile. Everything that benefits the entire family, but especially you. Reservations are made at those special places that everyone wants to be. You got to make them. If you don't make them, somebody else is going to. And you don't want somebody else to have that control. Maybe you want some help with this and you're like, not really sure what this looks like or how I can apply this to my crazy lifestyle, because right now I am just so overwhelmed. I want to help relieve that overwhelm for you. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I would love to come beside you. It's a free gift from me to you, a coaching call. And yes, maybe, just maybe, I can't promise, but maybe we can squeeze it in before the holidays. So if you're sitting there toying around with the idea, gosh, you know, I wonder what it would be like to have a coach. This is your opportunity. So take advantage of it. Click on the link, take aim. There'll be a little form that pops up. Fill that out. It comes to me and I will send you a note and we will get your coaching call set up. All right. Now, if you're not excited about it, I surely am. Because like I said before, reservations are made at those special places where everyone wants to be. Your reservations are where you want to be, living your beautiful you. No excuses, no guilt, all freedom. Think about these reservations as a way to celebrate you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.